Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Are signs, wonders, and miracles for today? That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us some biblical thoughts on that subject.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Another point made by our listener, David, is one that we hear all the time when either you or myself suggest that the sign gifts have ceased. And here's the statement, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now that's quoting Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. And with the idea that if this was happening in the first century, then it must be happening today.
Well, first of all, we know from John chapter 1, verse 3, and Colossians 1:16, and other passages that Jesus is the Creator, which means that we can't start this discussion in Acts chapter 2. We must go back to Genesis chapter 1. So while the Lord doesn't change, the way He does things does change as He carries out His plan in history. And this can be seen by the fact that the Lord started giving tongues and other sign gifts of the Spirit just 2,000 years ago, after over 4,000 years of history had already passed. And if we go back to the beginning of history, there's a clear pattern that emerges concerning when and why the Lord intervenes with what I call bursts of revelation and signs and wonders. And we find that after long periods with little or no revelation and even fewer miracles, prophets arose and signs and wonders happened, and they were often connected with judgment against wickedness and unbelief. This happened with the flood, the Tower of Babel, the Exodus, Elijah and Elisha, and it will happen again in the future with the judgments of the tribulation period after the rapture. And also, Bible teachers often call the time between the testaments from Malachi to John the Baptist the era of silence, and the reason is there's no record of revelation or miracles during that time. So if the Lord has established this pattern concerning His work in history, then the question is it possible or even likely that we're living in such a time in history? And I would suggest that it is.
David James, Bible in hand, with some biblical thoughts about signs, wonders, and miracles for today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Let me remind you what Jesus said in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24. In verse 24, Jesus said that signs and wonders will be used by false prophets and false Christ to deceive the world in the last days. The Apostle John, who wrote the book of Revelation, said in chapter 13 that the devil, Antichrist, and the false prophet, the satanic trinity, will also be able to do signs, wonders, and miracles. You want to check out Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 to 15, for that same type of satanic activity as well. God's Word, the Bible, warns us of deceptive signs and wonders in the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...